The Ho-Chunk have agreed to pay the state $30 million in back payments dating back to 2004. That's when the state Supreme Court invalidated Governor Doyle's compact with the Potawatomi tribe because it included expanded table games at their casino. The Ho-Chunk decided not to add new games and refused to make compact payments until the state agreed to a longer compact term. State Department of Administration spokesperson Sean Dilweg called this week's move by the Ho-Chunk a goodwill gesture. He called it a down payment towards an agreement on the full $105 million the state expects the tribe to pay.
We are working to find a settlement that still provides them the security of a decent length of term, but also provides the state with a stable funding source.
The state reached a 25-year compact agreement with the Potawatomi last year and is seeking a similar length for the Ho-Chunk. Dilweg says the issue of expanded games will be decided in the federal courts. He adds that both the state and all the tribes are anxiously awaiting a state Supreme Court ruling on the Dairyland lawsuit. That suit seeks to make all tribal gaming illegal unless the state also allows non-tribal casinos. He says that puts a damper on the tribes' plans to expand their casinos and on the state's effort to increase casino fees.
I think when we contemplated some of the payments, we expected expanded games to be in place at existing casinos, but a lot of tribes are holding back, waiting until the Dairyland decision is resolved.
The court is expected to rule on the Dairyland lawsuit sometime in June. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.